We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Delight in His Law. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalms 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I have just read from the King James Version. Daniel began studying the Bible because he genuinely wanted to please God and live a life that honored him. Because his motive was pure, he quickly found grace to understand the Word and the mind of God. What he did not expect was that as he understood God's precepts, his thinking became clearer. He began to see life differently and walk in great understanding. The same things he once failed at, he now excelled in. He noticed that the works of his hands prospered, and people became curious about his God. The secret of Daniel's blessing, favor, and prosperity was simple. He meditated on the law of the Lord. He was not studying scripture in pursuit of success, he was pursuing God's heart. Prosperity became a byproduct of transformation. The law of God flows from his nature. The summary of the law and the prophets is love because God is love. See Matthew 22, 37-40, 1 John 4:8. God's ultimate goal for us is transformation into his likeness. His word reveals his character, his standards, and his expectations. As we meditate on it, we align our thoughts, desires, and actions with his. When we talk about the law of God here, we are talking about the aspect of his word that points us to his character, nature, and expectations of us. We become what we behold. As we behold the Lord through his word, we are changed into his image. See 2 Corinthians 3:18. This inner transformation is what produces true fruitfulness and lasting prosperity. A truly fruitful believer is not merely one who prospers outwardly, but one who bears the fruit of the Spirit. See Galatians 5, 22-23. Go into today remembering that God's primary goal for you is transformation into his nature. As you delight in his word and meditate on it continually, fruitfulness will naturally follow. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 1-2. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.